This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the iHealth and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with Dr. Richard Burns, Chief LASIK and Cataract Surgeon at Envision in Palm Desert in Murrieta, California, which offers LASIK, cataract procedures, and much more. Dr. Burns, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
Hey, good to have you, and thanks for your time today as well. So tell us, what is laser cataract surgery to kick things off?
Well, Eric, I'm glad you asked. Laser cataract surgery is now the most significant advancement in cataract surgery in the last decade. Let me just back up and say what a cataract is, because a lot of people maybe have a misconception of that. But a cataract is a clouding of the natural lens. It sits behind the pupil. When we're born, that lens is totally clear. It's like looking into space. It's black. It's optically empty. As we age, we start developing impurities in that lens. And over time, those impurities continue to increase, resulting in obstruction of vision. Cataracts have been around forever. The first recorded notice of clouding of the natural lens was over 5,000 years ago in ancient Sanskrit, the first written language. The first cataract surgery was in about 6th century BC. And since then, it was pretty much the same for centuries. The very first type of cataract surgery, it was called couching. They simply would just push on the eye until the lens dislocated and fell on the back of the eye so a person could have some sort of rudimentary vision. Now, these were done by barbers, who are the first surgeons, and just people that would be itinerant, walking through the villages. The progress of cataract surgery from that time, like I mentioned, couching was probably the most common form of cataract surgery until the 1900s. We learned about diseases of the eye during all that time, but the surgery was still risky due to the potential of infection and complications and barely useful vision. Infection control improved in the 1900s, as did life expectancy. And as you can imagine, as you live longer, you get more likely affected by cataracts. Well, in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, cataract surgery was a big event. It required hospitalization for several days. Patients had to lie flat with sandbags around their head to help healing, as the wound was so large to remove the cataract, basically you're about slicing half the eye open to do so. In the 70s, intraocular lenses were then implanted in the eye after cataract surgery. Prior to that, they just simply removed the cataract, gave you these big, thick Coke bottle glasses. But those lenses made a huge difference. Much better vision, but still is very risky, still is a long hospitalization. In the 1980s, the lenses became better and outcomes became better. It started to have minimal hospital stay, 1 or 2 days. But it was still with a large incision, but only about half of what it had been. Still required lots of sutures. In the early 80s, a new device called phacoemulsification, a high-speed ultrasound, was introduced to break up the cataract. With this, you could go through a small incision and break up the cataract in a much more efficient manner. This allowed you to have a small incision, but we still had to enlarge the incision to put the lenses in because they were so large. There was a lot of skepticism about this being a better procedure. A lot of people inside our ophthalmology community were questioning, why change? We had a good procedure. But they still had to make a big incision to put the lens in. In the late 80s, the lenses became smaller and foldable, and therefore the wound could be smaller. Phacoemulsification became increasingly popular, especially by very high-volume surgeons. And in the early 90s, the conversion to phaco was widely accepted. So everybody switched over to this new technology, smaller lenses, better outcomes. In the mid-90s, laser corneal surgery, which we now know as LASIK, started. Expectations for vision after any eye surgery dramatically increased as a result of LASIK. And in the early 2000s, specialty lenses were used to create better vision so that people could see without glasses, and again, raising expectations. And phaco emulsification became a lot more efficient and the gold standard. Outcomes are very good, and LASIK was very widespread. So fast forward to 2011. The first laser-assisted cataract surgery was performed in the United States. The concept was combining the advantages of LASIK and all the advantages that it had in terms of bringing people to better vision, and combining that with the higher technology lenses would allow people to see even more clearly with less dependence on glasses. Well, with that, in 2011, the same controversies started up again. Why are we changing? Would it work? Would it be accepted? And now 5 years later, is it working? Well, what laser cataract surgery actually is? It's applying the same type of laser used in all laser LASIK. It's a precise incisional point that had been done by hand could now be done with a laser. It's using what's called a femtosecond laser. Now, I'm going to get kind of wonky here on you, but a femtosecond laser is an infrared laser of very short pulse duration. In fact, it's 1/1,000,000,000 of a second. You can't even conceive of that. And for those physics geeks, it's 10 to the minus 15th. This laser energy that's released, because it is so quick, is absorbed by the tissue, resulting in what's called a plasma formation. These are free electrons and ionized molecules which mix together to form this plasma, kind of like a soup. And it rapidly expands, creating what's called cavitation bubbles. The mixture of this stuff expanding, gas escapes and forming little bubbles. Those bubbles separate the tissue by virtue of the force of that bubble creation. It separates tissue. This is called photodisruption. Such as virtually no heat produced, there is no surrounding damage, and the tissue separation is very, very precise and complete. As opposed to phaco emulsification, high-speed ultrasound, a lot of energy dispersed, a lot of heat dispersed. So by applying the same laser, the femtosecond laser, to the lens of the eye, we can open the lens and fragment the cataract into billions of little small pieces. We also provide very precise self-sealing entry points and corneal incisions to reduce astigmatism, which is an irregularity that can blur the vision. The procedure only takes 1.5 minutes and is felt by the patient as a mild pressure. In fact, 90% of patients only require a little drop on the eye for the procedure. Well, that's laser cataract surgery.
That's quite a history and really giving us some thorough information. I can't thank you enough for that. Now, tell us, why do you believe that this procedure is better?
Eric, you know, at first, I wasn't sure that it would be much better. You know, I performed well over 20,000 of the traditional surgeries with very, very good outcomes. But I embraced new innovations and technology. And what I found was laser cataract surgery creates a more precise and reproducible procedure than using a blade, even in my hands that's very experienced. There is less damaging energy dispersed inside the eye, which means quicker recovery and, in many cases, better vision. Astigmatism, or irregular surface of the cornea that causes that blur, is much better controlled with the precision of a laser than with a blade, which means, again, better vision. Wound architecture is stronger and tighter, suggesting it's safer and more protective against the possibility of an infection. And finally, before laser cataract surgery, it would take 10, 15 years of considerable experience before you would get excellent results. I believe with laser cataract surgery, it's probably going to take five years.
Do all eye surgeons offer this technology?
Eric, no, they don't. Just to give you a little history, there's about 12,000 ophthalmologists in the United States. Only about 1,800 are certified since 2011, but more certifying every week. You may wonder, why so few? Well, embracing new technology can be difficult. It's similar to what we saw in the 80s with, as I mentioned, the fake emulsification came on and everybody was skeptical about changing. Doctors resisting change in their own practice and investing time and money to take on new surgical challenges that includes a learning curve that can be uncomfortable isn't really easily accepted by many. In fact, most laser cataract surgeons are not general ophthalmologists, not the person you go to for routine eye care, but specialized surgeons who limit their practice to LASIK and cataract surgery and easily embrace the new advances.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Richard Burns, Chief LASIK and Cataract Surgeon at Envision in Palm Desert and Murrieta, California, which offers LASIK, cataract procedures, and much more here on eHealth Radio's iHealth and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Burns, is laser cataract surgery here to stay, and does that mean traditional cataract surgery will become obsolete?
Yes, it's here to stay. Number one, patients love the idea of a laser versus using a blade. They get it, that it's more precise. And the fact that it only takes 1.5 minutes to do most all of the steps of traditional cataract surgery fascinates them. I still have to insert a new lens, so the entire procedure does take about a total of about 10 minutes, but still that 1.5 minutes where all the precision takes place is something that everybody can understand as being a special advancement. And the fact that recovery is quicker, the vision is better, and the procedure is probably safer only solidifies the belief of the patient and of the surgeon that laser cataract surgery is the way to go. Secondly, more companies are investing in this technology. Third, more research studies are appearing every day that show the advantages of laser cataract surgery, and this is becoming more convincing to eye surgeons currently not involved in laser cataract surgery. And finally, at every training institution across the country, new residents in eye surgery are being trained in laser cataract surgery. So the future looks bright for this. I don't see it going away. I just see it continuing to evolve. But does that mean traditional surgery is obsolete? No. Most cataract surgeries are done in third world countries without these kind of resources. Also, we'll always need to be able to do the older technology. I'm very thankful I learned to do all the old techniques that I did in the 80s that we no longer do. It enables me to look at complex problems from a variety of angles. There are times when the most advanced technologies are not able to be used or available. For example, when I go on a mission trip to do eye surgery, I don't have, and I don't believe I will ever have, the most advanced technology. As a surgeon, you need to know several ways to adapt to a situation. You know, an analogy would be like having the autopilot routinely fly the plane, but when it's not working or when it's needed, that experienced pilot can step in and take over to safely land that plane. So no, it won't go away.
How can someone find a laser cataract surgeon near them?
In today's world, internet search using the term laser cataract surgery is going to yield a lot of information. However, I would also call your local eye care professional and ask if they do offer this procedure. Also ask about their experience. I believe a surgeon has performed about 500 laser cataract surgeries should be able and capable of providing excellent outcomes.
In conclusion, Dr. Burns, anything else you'd like to add, a closing tip or a takeaway here today for the listeners?
Eric, just to summarize, laser cataract surgery is the newest advancement in cataract surgery. Traditional cataract surgery is an excellent procedure with very good results. However, the limit of that procedure has been reached. Laser cataract surgery is already better and safer, and more advancements are coming. As a tip, choose your surgeon wisely. Don't assume all surgeons and technology is the same. And what I'm asked, what I would recommend to a family member, I always say go with the best technology and choose a surgeon who specializes in that technology, for he, she has the passion to challenge himself to keep providing the best for the patient. Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome, Dr. Burns. How would listeners be in touch with your location, your office there in Palm Desert in Murrieta, California?
We have a website. It's www.nvisions, that's N-V-I-S-I-O-N, centers.com. And we also have multiple centers throughout Southern California, even into Nevada and Oregon, Arizona. So I'm sure there'll be somebody near one of your listeners.
Sounds good. Dr. Burns, thanks so much for your time. Really helpful information, and we can't thank you enough and look forward to a future conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Richard Burns, Chief LASIK and Cataract Surgeon at Envision in Palm Desert and Murrieta, California, which offers LASIK, cataract procedures, and much more. And for more information and for a location near you, visit Envision Centers. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the iHealth and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.